Ladies and gents, welcome back to episode 50 of the Velocity Podcast. And I had to just stop you because you were telling me a story about last night. It's day 18 for us in 75 hard, I think.
Yeah, ish. 18, 19, yeah.
And you almost failed yesterday.
I did. Yeah, I did. So almost had to check the T's and C's. So
yeah. You call up Andy Frizzella. Andy, can I just, where's the coffee? Can I
just want to run a quick one by you with the 75 hard. So yeah, we're doing 75 hard at the moment, which is a pretty strict sort of training and mindset and nutrition routine just to give ourselves a kick up the ass and get back into the swing of loving ourselves a bit more. And yeah. We're being very good. I mean, we're nailing it so far. And because we're doing it together, I think it just puts a little bit more accountability on getting it done, which is great. We had a great day in Reading yesterday, working hard towards the 2K club, which we're going to talk to you guys a little bit more about in a sec. I came home and my wife was out, so I had to stay in the house with the kids. I thought, when she gets back, I'll go out and I'll do my workout. So I had one more workout to get in. And in the T's and C's, it says that you have to get your workout done before you go to bed, not before midnight. So I was like, cool, like even if it's late, I'll get it done. I had to come out to my gym, which I have at home, where I also have my office, at about 11:30. And I thought, well, this is going to be a late one, but I'll get it in there. And I was going to do a weight session, push, pull, a few pull-ups and some squats as well. Four sets of each. So I was sort of gearing myself up for it. And I thought, I'll just before I do that, I'll just hit a couple of emails and just get that done. And I fell asleep. I fell asleep at my desk on my chair. And then when I woke up, it was 1:45 in the morning. And I hadn't done my workout.
Just pause it there for a second. Like, I wish I could be a fly in the wall at the moment that you in your brain, you thought, do you know what? It's midnight. I'll just rest my head on the keyboard just for a moment. Do you know what I mean? Like that. Well, in what world is that a wise idea? But you think, yo, just for a couple minutes, that will really help me.
Yeah, I'll only be 2 minutes. I've got to work out, so I need to get, you know, a little power nap. So I woke up 1:45 and I was here by myself, clearly. I could just hear the owls outside hooting. and I just went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Like you can say goodbye to any motivational music. You've got the birds tweeting and the owls tweeting late at night. That's all you need.
The sun's just about to come up. So long story short, I ended up doing a workout at 1:45 in the morning, finished at about 1:45, just so that I could tick that box on 75 hard. But I got it done. Got it in. Went in. And then obviously I was fucking wide awake then, wasn't I? So I go in, have a shower, lie in bed, and my eyes are about as wide as they can be. And I'm thinking, cool, we've got to get up in a minute. So, that was an interesting one. But I still did it, still on for 75 hard. I didn't want to break it, so we're all good.
I was similar to you. Like, you and I have very different circadian rhythms. Like, I'm an early bird, and I get up and go to bed early. You're late. So I got into bed last night. I think it was about 10:30 by the time I wound down after my squash match. 3-1 win. Thank you very much. And I read a bit of Kindle to kind of help me switch off and just like wind down in the evening. So that's kind of some reading. And I sat in bed, and do you know what, you know, sometimes you're like, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like something's not done. And after a few minutes, I thought, bollocks, I didn't take a progress picture. And that was when I posted it quite late to you, because we're sharing on a WhatsApp group. And I posted it to you. Like I got out of bed, like on the verge of falling asleep, put all the lights on, and then set up my phone or whatever and took the picture. And then when I went back to bed again, I had to reset. But that for me, I almost lost because of the bloody progress picture. How annoying would that be?
Yeah, it would be annoying. It's good though, isn't it? Like the all or nothing mindset. There's absolutely no way I would have ever worked out in those circumstances, but I got it done. I'm still alive and I'm here today. A little bit tired, but we move. So, all good. So, mate, let's talk about the 2K club, because that's been, really the feature of the last few weeks, but certainly the last 7 days as we gear up towards welcoming a new community at Velocity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think really interesting, this, because it's forefront of our mind. It's our next right thing at the moment when it comes to velocity. Mm. And there's two different perspectives I think are quite useful for listeners to take. One is, if you, when we talk about it in a minute, and if you think, oh, this sounds really good for me right now, then it might be something you want to get involved in. But also, if it's not you, you actually might be able to learn something and steal the idea that we are running with here, because actually all the feedback we've had before we've even launched or even promoted the fucker is really positive. So you can either lean into it and maybe become a part of our new community, or you can just like steal the idea. So when did the idea begin for you for this 2K club? Like when take us back for you in your head, like when did it begin?
Yeah, so
maybe you could say what it is first. People might not know what it actually is.
Good point. So the 2K Club is an 8-week community that we're going to run for personal trainers that have not yet found maybe a groove, let's say, with their business. And they're earning, groovy. They're earning under £2,000 a month. And their first milestone, and we talk about this often at Velocity, rather than going, oh, yeah, we'll get you to 10K a month in 5 minutes, like most mentors do. You know, you've got to think of growing a business like dominoes, and like dominoes all in line, one knocks to the other, to the other, to the other. And the first domino that we want to help personal trainers hit with the 2K Club is to get to consistent 2K months in their business, to be able to learn in an 8-week community where we'll give them all the trainings, all the resources, all the support, a weekly call with us, at a ridiculous price, how to get their business to 2K a month. But they're gonna be learning how to attract leads, turn those leads into prospects, showcase to those prospects that they can solve their problem, and then how to convert them into monthly recurring revenue clients.
It's a really important point there's something you just said there. I want to underscore for people, because this is both important whether you're like thinking of joining this community or whether you want to copy this idea. You said it's all the tools, all the trainings, all the resources you need. But actually, if I was to add a little or tweak a little something, it's like the only tools, the only trainings, the only stuff that you need to get to 2K. Yeah. Because I think one of the big problems, commonplace for all trainers trying to go from like zero to one, like get their business off the ground, get their first, like the guts of their client base, is there's so much that they think they need to do, from fucking business cards and websites and automations and check-in forms and t-shirts. You know what, there's so much stuff, and it's like, oh my god, so many trainers out there are feeling so overwhelmed, and because they're trying to do so much shit, they end up doing nothing really that well at all, and nothing takes off. Yeah. So what we've done is we've said, with all the testing and experiments and the lessons learned that we've learned ourselves and with coaches that we have worked with, we've gone, right, what are the only trainings, if we had to like simplify it right down into a fundamental core group, just do this stuff in this order and you'll get results. And that was for me like how we came to, there's 8 things that we do in 8 weeks, and it's really straightforward and simple and chronological. And so I think that's why we're so confident and excited about this project.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've removed the distraction ultimately. Yeah. And I was having a chat with somebody the other day that said, oh, in this 2K club, are you going to show us like around programming and all of those things? And it was like, nope, not at all, because that's not going to be the thing. Yeah. New Serena, that's not going to be the thing that's going to get you to 2K a month. Do we have that stuff? Absolutely, we do. It's all inside the main program, and we can show you all of that. But this is all about coaches that say, do you know what? I need to get my revenue up. And if you think of the mindset of a coach that's making 500 to £1,000 a month, they're struggling to pay their bills a little bit, they look at our program, for example, and it's just not affordable for them. The pain point, the real sticking point for them to be able to move forward in their business and do all of those cool things, is money. So we need to solve that first, and also the basic skill set of how to generate a lead and turn them into a client. Once you've got that, you have options. And your first question to me was like, where did the idea come about? For me, the idea came about from us speaking to thousands of coaches over the last 3 years. And the coaches that join our program are all looking to get to consistent 7K months in their business. That's the main program. We then have Cheetah Squad, which shows them how to double that from 7 to 14, 15K in less time, build teams, build systems, etc. But from speaking to so many coaches, we realize just how many of them out there have not really got off the ground yet. They're not making £1,000 a month or 1,500 or even 2,000. And that for them would be an amazing achievement. And so what we thought is if we can create something that's really concise, like you said earlier, that's going to do exactly that, it's going to solve that problem, then the likelihood is that once they're at 2K a month, the weight is off their shoulders. They've got a little bit more flexibility and options in terms of their choices. And there'll be some of them that then want to come to our main thing. But they'll be able to afford it because they'll be in a position to do so. And if they don't, hey, they're at 2K a month and they're feeling much, much better about their business and how to move forward.
And if we relate this to a trainer, I think there are a lot of amazing trainers out there that have helped people achieve some wicked things, like, you know, completely transform their body, run a marathon, and, you know, these big things that they've done over 6, 12, 24 months. And that's the stuff they're peddling on social, or they're talking about in the gym or in their classes. Mm. The reality is that the highest proportion of the population of your gym, of your local area, your postcode, are struggling to get off the couch, off the sofa, into the gym or onto the pavement. Like that. Yeah. And so you're speaking past their current situation. And so like us, like we've gone, well, 80 to 90% of personal trainers that are qualified are earning less than £1,000 a month. So why don't we now we're in a really great position to build something for them that's really affordable for them. And therefore, what if trainers were to build short-term products or services that solve what we call the first hurdle problem, like the problem that exists in a big proportion of the population's mind, that once solved, opens their eyes and their mind up to bigger things, because they now believe with what they've now achieved, they've got evidence to think they could go on and do something wicked and epic that, like I mentioned earlier, like losing loads of weight or adding loads of muscle or running the marathon or whatever. And yeah. So that for me, like when you kind of think about your audience in almost a chronological order or as a population distribution, and then you can organize and market your services accordingly, I think it's a game changer.
Yeah, 100%. Like that, carrying on with that, like when you're pushing and marketing to a big milestone, like performing in the CrossFit Games or something like that, whether you're telling your own story or sharing the story of your best clients, in terms of the highest achievers, it puts your services on a pedestal. And it means that the majority of people that see that stuff, they don't resonate with it. They don't connect with it. And ultimately in their brain, in their subconscious, they say, that's not for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if you were approached by that person, you would want to help them. You'd find a way to help them. You say, well, no, yeah, of course, that person's amazing. But I also work with people that do this, but they don't know that. And so we need to create marketing strategies that are going to hit those people, because as Dave said, that's the majority of the population. So if you want to start conversations with more people, look at what most people are struggling with right now. What is the one thing that when they wake up in the morning bothers them the most? I always like the analogy of the guy that gets up in the morning, looks at his socks and thinks, fucking hell, I've got to try and get those on. Yeah. I know people that struggle to put their fucking socks on in the morning.
Yeah.
They're not going to connect with our high achiever message. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do them, but it's all about having the majority of your marketing and your message geared around the problems and the pain points that most people struggle with.
Yeah. So there we have it. But listen, if you've listened to this, that was a double listen. And if you like the idea of the 2K Club and you might want to get involved, then there will be, if I do my job right, there will be a link in the podcast notes of this show. So you can go to the notes and you can just click on the link at the top, and that will add you to the wait list. And that will, if you add your name and your email, we'll send you full details, everything involved in the 2K Club. And if you want to get in, you can get involved, because the doors officially open on Monday, the 29th of April. So there we have it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, jump on the wait list. We're not asking for any payment information or anything like that. It's just an opportunity to get the details. And you know, we're pretty transparent about everything here. Like the cost is super cheap. It's going to cost you the same as probably one client a week. And yeah, you're going to do it for 8 weeks, and you're going to be in a very different position by the end of it.
That was episode 50. That's a bit of a milestone, mate.
It is. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you again soon.
Take care.